Three Terrible Trends, written by Dick King-Smith and read by June Whitfield.
At 6 o'clock on the morning of her birthday, Mrs. Gray's husband was killed and eaten. It was her first birthday, and he was her third husband. Both of her previous mates had died violent deaths, and now Mr. Gray, who was a trifle short-sighted, had not seen the cat coming. "I don't half pick 'em," said Mrs. Gray to a friend who had brought the sad news. "First brown goes and steps on a mouse-trap, then black falls into the tropical fish tank, and now Gray's gone, and on my birthday of all days." "Many happy returns, dear," said the friend. Mrs. Gray sniffed loudly. "I shall never marry again," she said. "Never. I shall devote my life to my fatherless children." Mrs. Gray had, in fact, given birth to 20 children in all. By the late Mr. Brown, she had had 7 cubs. By the late Mr. Black, 10 more. And these had all left home to make their way in the world, many now with children of their own. The recently deceased Mr. Gray's cubs were, rather disappointingly, but 3 in number, and only a few days old. Mrs. Gray looked sadly at them as they squirmed in the nest, pink and blind and hairless. "Poor little Trins," she murmured. "Pardon?" said her friend. "Trins," said Mrs. Gray, "is another word for triplets. My old granny told me that. It's supposed to be an unlucky number. She always said she taught me a rhyme about it. How sad the mother mouse must be, whose litter numbers only 3. The gravest of all mostly sins is to produce a set of Trins."
"Try not to worry, dear," said the friend. "They're fine-looking cubs. By the way, what are they?"
3 bucks," said Mrs. Gray.
"All boys, eh?" said the friend. "They'll soon be up to mischief."
"So long as they aren't as careless as Brown, or as clumsy as Black, or as half-blind as my latest late husband," said Mrs. Gray.
"What are you going to call them?"
"Oh, I don't know. Tom, Dick or Harry, what does it matter?"
"Rather common names, those, dear, don't you think?" said the friend.
"All right, then. I'll call them Thomas, Richard and Henry," said the widow. "That's a bit posher." And this is the story of Thomas, Richard and Henry Gray, the terrible Trins.